We will explore how these systems interact, which of them are broken, which are thriving, and which we need to support so that we can mitigate climate breakdown. The ice caps are not going to melt. They already are. Sea levels are not going to rise. They already are. This is why we need to take a crisis approach to the climate. Fossil fuel companies are not going to put the planet before profit. We, as compassionate earthlings, need to do that. The time to join this movement and educate ourselves on how to best take action is now. Many systems built long ago, like slavery and colonialism, have entrenched effects on people and the planet. However, just as those systems were once imagined by someone, we have the same opportunity to radically imagine new systems or remember ones that have been forgotten. Systems that center people and the planet equally. The climate crisis is a big issue, but we can approach it with both global and local solutions. Lessons about the environment can often be disheartening. Yet the more I have directed my gaze to the positive systems that exist on this planet, both natural and human-designed, the more inspired I've become by our potential. As climate justice writer Mary Anaïs Hegler so beautifully puts it, the thing about climate is that you can be overwhelmed by the complexity of the problem or fall in love with the creativity of solutions. My curiosity and inspiration to change my behavior at home was instigated by my developing knowledge of the climate crisis.